And now a story about the return of America's first celebrity robot. Before there was Watson, before there was Deep Blue, before there was R2-D2 or Rosie or Wall-E, there was Electro at the 1939 World's Fair. WHYY's Emma Jacobs tells us how Electro was lost, found, and then returned to the public.
Electro made a name for himself before the Second World War.
And here he comes, ladies and gentlemen, walking up to greet you under his own power.
He even appeared on film in the Middleton family at the New York World's Fair.
All right, Electro, will you tell your story, please?
Who? Me?
Yes, you.
Okay, Toots. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be very glad to tell my story.
Electro went on to brag about his brain of electrical relays. He was built as a showpiece for Westinghouse, which made clothing irons and ovens back in Mansfield, Ohio. But when Westinghouse cleared its warehouses for war production, he ended up in the basement of a young engineer. And that's where the engineer's young son, Jack Weeks, found him.
I opened one box and there was the head of a robot there, and I looked at it. And so he started prying with my dad as to what was in the other boxes, and he showed us all the things that were there, and we managed to put the head on the torso and played with it as children.
Jack's father had worked on Electro's wiring. Jack and his brothers wheeled the head and torso around in games of cops and robbers and cowboys. After the war, Electro went back on the road for Westinghouse, visiting county fairs and opening department stores. Jack went along as an assistant. Electro could tell jokes, smoke a cigarette, and blow up balloons.
And the little kids who were driving nuts, they'd try a balloon blowing up contest, kids up there and blowing up balloons. And Electro always won. He had the biggest compressor.
No one had ever seen anything like him. Some people were even afraid. But Electro and his old technology gradually became less impressive. Sometime in the 50s, he was sent to a California amusement park, and Jack lost track of him for decades. Until his brother bought a house back in Mansfield, Ohio, and found Electro's head in the basement. Then the body turned up in a barn, and Jack stitched Electro back together and placed him on display at easy visiting distance in the Mansfield Museum.
Still a good-looking robot. Hi, robot. How are you? I haven't seen him for a while.
The museum's sending a replica on a tour of the country this spring. The old Electro will stay behind, though someday Jack hopes he'll find a grander, permanent home of his own.
He's just been around for so long in my life. After having lost him for so long, and he comes back and I'm able to own him, and I intend to see that he's well taken care of in the future.
Jack is 77 years old. Electro is 75. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs.
Support for All Tech Considered comes from Carbonite, providing automatic online backup to protect photos, music, and other computer files from loss. Details at carbonite.com.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Transcripts for the stories you hear today are available for free tomorrow when you visit the story page on NPR.org. Listeners like you make this and other programs possible. Thanks for supporting public radio. This is NPR.